What up? It's Mikey V on Jammin' on a Throwback Thursday. Let's find out what's brewing in our celebrity report. Camila Cabello went vacationing with Drake the Snake.
Good morning.
What's brewing on Jammin' 100.1?
All right, so first up on the list, Forbes list put out the highest paid actors of 2023. Adam Sandler made number one with $73 million. He's followed by Margot Robbie, you know, the Barbie movie, at $59 million and Tom Cruise at $45 million. I need to become an actor ASAP. These people make so much money. It's great. Now, Harrison Ford, you know, Indiana Jones, says that John Williams' Indiana Jones theme song is so hard for him to escape that it was even playing during his last colonoscopy. Imagine that, going exploring in the colonoscopy. Here comes Indiana Jones song. Now, you're already missing the NFL season. I know I am. A lot of people, though, got frostbite during the Chiefs-Dolphins playoff game. Remember that one on January 13th, where the temperature was about negative 4 degrees with a wind chill of negative 27 degrees at kickoff. Freezing. Many will need amputations. But, I mean, you got to blame it on themselves, right? They're the ones that sat there in the cold, decided to watch this game when it's negative 27 degrees. That's just crazy. Now, Camila Cabello was on this week's episode of Alex Cooper's Call Her Daddy podcast. Alex asked Camila about going to Turks and Caicos with Drake with a wink. Camila said it was for work.
You were on a vacation with Drake.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what? I wouldn't say, like, straight up vacation.
Okay.
It was vacation plus some work.
Oh, God.
Have I ever had what?
Like a little thing with Drake.
A beautiful artistic collaboration with him. I may or may not have. We hung out. I played in my album. But anyway, so I didn't, like, just go on vacation with him. It was like a vacation, like, work thing.
Right. And for a time, Camila got back with her ex-boyfriend, Shawn Mendes.
It looked to the world like you and your ex, Shawn Mendes, kind of like dabbled with the idea of getting back together about a year ago.
Yeah. I just like, I'm kind of impulsive in that way, I would say. It was a fun time. It was a fun moment. And, you know, and I will always care about him and love him. He's such a good person.
Yeah.
And I guess they spoke about how Shawn realized they shouldn't get back together.
It wasn't even like a decision. And I think luckily, you know, I was in a place in my life where it took me less time. It took us both less time, like, to be like, this doesn't feel right. And we don't really need to, like, try so hard to, like, make it work. Like, it's all good. Let's be friends. I love you. It's all good. Let's move on.
At least they had it, like, civilly, you know what I mean? Not a huge blowout. Now, Travis Kelce made the list. He spent some time on the podcast he hosts with his brother Jason, talking about his trip to Sydney, Australia, to see his lady Taylor Swift perform, and was swamped with fans and the press.
When I landed in Australia and seeing all the cameras and...
Yeah, you're like the Beatles.
Yeah, dude, it's a wild ride. It's a wild ride, but I will tell you this, Australia...
Oh, were there just drones above your heads at all? Like, where did this footage come from?
No, there were full-on helicopters just flying around.
A helicopter?
Yeah, they helicoptered us.
Australia doesn't play around. I was down there when I worked on cruise ships, and they know how to party. Travis said that Sydney crowds were louder than the ones he saw at Taylor's show in Argentina.
And then we got to enjoy the Taylor Swift show. And Sydney did not disappoint. I'm pretty sure the crowds over there are... Gosh, they were just like a little bit louder than the Argentinian crowd.
That's crazy. They're such good people, too. Travis did cry when he spoke about Jason's recent retirement from the Philadelphia Eagles and the NFL and the fact they wouldn't be doing anything together anymore.
You've always been a step ahead of me in
I'm older, Travis.
In this game. To have you out of it, man, it feels empty. It feels like it's complete. It was a success.
Poor guy. This is when he's crying.
It was
crying.
A fun journey to watch. And, and like I said yesterday, man, I just appreciate you showing me the way and bringing us all along the journey with you, big guy. It was cool being the tag team of the National Football League. Pretty cool.
All right, now, that's true brotherly love right there. That's what's burning here on Jammin'. It's Mikey V. Good morning.